السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome back to the series Jin and Jadu. We now move on a little bit from the discussion on the jinn towards the discussion on Jadu. The Urdu word is Jadu, the Arabic word is Sihr. In English you would say black magic or magic. The two are intertwined, so some aspects relating to the jinn could come back into the discussion. And in the last discussion we kind of wrapped up what we have discussed in the first, say, 18, 19 episodes on the jinn, and I emphasized the point of expert treatment for those who are possessed by jinn, etc. Now, from episode 20 onwards, we move to the second half of this topic. But before we get to black magic or sihr or jadu proper, there's two things that we need to discuss. The one is the evil eye, and the other is jealousy. The evil eye and jealousy, the kind of interlinked and also kind of separate, which we will explain. Now, the evil eye, sometimes people refer to it in Arabic as al-ayn, you know, the eye. That means the evil eye. In Gujarati or Urdu, they say nazar or najar. It's the effect of someone's look on you. In layman's terms, that's the definition. When someone looks at you for a particular reason in a particular way, it has an effect on you. Ibn Qayyim says, the origin of the evil eye is liking something. When you like something, so let's say someone's got a smart car, you look at that car out of admiration, and then the evil part of your soul kind of pursues it, and it could lead you to maybe wanting to harm that person or saying something bad to that person or look at that vehicle negatively. But even if it doesn't, even if you just look at it with admiration, there's still going to be an effect. Unless you do what is necessary to do to counter that effect, which we will talk a little later about. So the evil eye refers to when one person harms another by means of the eye, So you look at something with admiration, with envy. You don't necessarily have resentment or hatred. You don't necessarily have an evil intention, but just looking at that with admiration will have an effect. Yeah. Where do we learn this from? There's a verse in Surah Yusuf where Yaqub alayhi salam told his sons, and the scholars say that all of his sons were handsome. Yusuf was the most handsome, but when he was sending all of his sons to Egypt now, so each one could collect provisions independently, he said, "La tadkhulu min babin wahid, wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa." Do not enter from one gate, but enter by different gates. Meaning, don't draw unnecessary attention to yourself by all you handsome boys coming in through one gate. Don't draw unnecessary attention, because people will look out of admiration and that could have an effect. In Surah Qalam, Allah says, وَإِن يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرِ. And verily, those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes. They look at you with the eyes of hatred when they hear the Quran. According to Ibn Abbas and Mujahid, it means they will put an evil eye on you. So those are two verses from the Quran. From the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah says, Al-aynu haqqun. The evil eye is real, meaning the reality, the effect of the evil eye. Ista'idhu billahi min al-ayn, fa inna al-ayn haqqun. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek refuge with Allah from the evil eye, for the evil eye is real. Then there's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-aynu haqqun, walau kana shay'un sabiq al-qadari, sabaqathu al-ayn. The evil eye is real. And if anything were to overtake the divine decree, the evil eye would do so. But we know nothing can overtake the divine decree. So these ahadith tell us that the divine decree is real, the evil eye is real, and the evil eye is part of divine decree. Meaning, it can only take effect if Allah wanted it to take effect. So poison can only take effect if Allah wants it to take effect. So if it takes effect, it's by the decree of Allah. It is mentioned that Asma bin Umayy said, O Messenger of Allah, the sons of Ja'far are smitten with the evil eye. Should I recite Ruqya for them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Ruqya is when you recite certain verses or use certain phrases of dhikr to counter the effect of the evil eye. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتُولِعُ بِالرَّجُلِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَسْعَدَ حَالِقًا فَيَتَرَدَّى مِنْهُ. The evil eye may follow a man by Allah's permission until he climbs up a high mountain, then falls from it. So a lot of what can happen in your life is as a result of the evil eye. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu is the narrator, أَكْثَرُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي بَعْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَقَضَائِهِ وَقَدَرِهِ بِالْأَنفُسِ. Most of those who die of my ummah after the will of Allah and the decree of Allah will die because of the evil eye. And then there's a hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-aynu tudkhilu ar-rajula al-qabra wa tudkhilu al-jamal al-qidra. The evil eye will put a man into his grave and a camel into the cooking pot. There is an incident with regards to the evil eye that we will discuss in our next discussion, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.